Last week we were discussing, the Pasuk tells us that Perush Shvuyos is la'achra, Chazal Das and la'achra v'lo la'hefter. Okay, so we mentioned various things last week about it. We're going to continue that discussion this week. There's other things which are included in what is considered to be acceptable usage of Perush Shvuyos, what is called a hefter. Okay, so there's a source number one. There's a Mishnah in Shvius which says that I think we actually mentioned it last week also that Shvius is mitna lachida v'shiyav l'sicha lecho dav shedakol lecho l'asuch dav shedakol l'asuch. Okay, lo yasuch yain v'chaymet v'asachu es hashemen. So it tells us that you can use Perush Shvius for achida v'shiyav l'sicha. Okay, and then it carries on and says v'chaymet shumah v'maisa sheni. So too, Chumah Maaseh Sheni. If you have Perush, which are Chumah Maaseh Sheni, you can also use them for eating, drinking, and anointing. Okay. Now, then it carries on and says that Kal Mehem Shvius Shenitna Lahadlakas Aner. Shvius is more calm than Chumah and Maaseh Sheni because in that it's also given over for Hadlakas Aner. You can use it for fuel. Yeah, to give yourself light. Okay. So from this, The Pasuk Shulchan is Medayek, that this Mishnah tells us that there seems to be one kula that Perush Shvuyos has over Chumah Maisa. Okay, one kula. What's that kula? That you can use it to light you can use it to illuminate. Okay, but it sounds like that in other things that Perush Shvuyos follows the same rules as Chumah. So when we find certain halachas by Chumah, those halachas are also going to be true by Perush Shvuyos. That's why if you look at a lot of the rest of the Maamarim, it's a lot of them are to do with Chumah. But certain halachas that we find by Chumah are also going to be true by Perush Shvuyos. And that's what the poskim can bring. Many of the halachas that are relevant for Chumah are also relevant for us by Perush Shvuyos. Okay. Say again? Yeah. So it was just asked this mission was just that you can use Perush Shvuyos for lighting that is as opposed to Chumah, that's only talking about Chumah Toyah. Chumah Tomeya in Echami, you can use it for Perush, you can use it for lighting, yeah. Okay. Fine. So then okay, and the next source number two tells us that you cannot make this is talking about Chumah. You can't use Perush of Chumah. You can't change them into a liquid. Okay, the only two exceptions to that are, at least according to the Mishnah, are Zeisim and Anavim. Yeah, olives and wine. And that the Mefurashim will explain because it says Mefurash in the Pasuk in the Pesukim, but when it's talking about Chumah, it mentions the liquid state of these two things of wine and oil. So those you can turn olives into oil, and you can turn grapes into wine. Okay, those are the only two things. We're going to see if there are exceptions and what's the idea. The shaila is whether someone deserves the custom. So it's mashiv these drinks, but not other drinks. Or no, maybe there's some kind of gather behind it, the sorry behind it, in which case we can apply it to other things. Okay, but this halacha that you can't convert the Perush of Chumah into drinks is brought down, and it's also true for Shmita. Perush Shmita, you cannot convert into a drink. Okay, so yeah. What is the problem with making a drink though? Yeah? Why is it problematic? Fine, we know you can't be mustard Perush, or Chumah, you can't be mustard Perush, but what exactly is the problem? How are you being mustarded? In what way are you being mustarded? So, some of them unfortunately say it is a problem of being mustarded. The shaila is why? What's the thought of being mustarded? How are you being mustarded when you convert a solid fruit into a liquid? Okay, so there are different ideas suggested. Some say because that for most fruits that's not the derech. It's not the derech. It's not the normal way to make it into a drink. So according to that, Enechami, if you have a fruit nowadays which is the derech to use, then Enechami would be mutter. Okay, and we're going to see maybe nafkaminas with that. Okay, and another story suggested is that At least for most drinks, most fruit, when you convert into a drink, yeah, it's called, at least in the Lashon of the Gemara, it's called Zeya Ba'alma. It's like the sweat of the fruit. It's not the actual fruit. It's not the goof of the fruit itself. And therefore, that you in a sense, you're downgrading the fruit. You have proper fruit, yeah, the mamashas of the fruit. And now, when you're making it to a drink, you're downgrading it. So that's also a type of hefset. Again, hefset doesn't necessarily mean what we would define as hefset. Hefset means it's that you're not using it in the maximum way, the optimal way. That could be another pshat. Okay, so even if they're going for that, yeah. If the story is because it's dark, but it's not normally it's not the derech in a chumah, then you'd be right. If it's going for it and it's a normal derech, then it would be mutter. Okay, different types of oranges. The question asked this time was that apparently you get oranges which are grown specifically for juice. On that drink. Okay. We'll go, okay. Hold. Hang on. So say it again. They were planted specifically for the purpose of juice. Okay, so yeah, let's just speak out some of the halachas, and we'll see. It's probably not such a problem, at least by oranges. Then, okay, which is, halacha l'maisa that you shouldn't convert. Generally, you shouldn't convert pears or shears into a juice. You shouldn't squeeze them. Yeah, you've got some kind of juice machine. You shouldn't do it. And okay, except we're saying for wine and oil, that's perfectly acceptable. Okay, citrus fruits, though, many poisim are matter. Okay, some a few different scholars suggested maybe like you're suggesting because it is the norm and therefore there's no problem of being mastered it. Another scholar is also that. By citrus fruit, it's different to other fruit. Most fruit, when you squeeze them out, the pulp is left behind. So that's an issue of you maybe are being mastered that. That's the ikka fruit, and you're being mastered that. You're not using it. Whereas when it comes to citrus fruits, everything gets squeezed up. Well, especially if you make sure you do squeeze everything. So it means all the fruit is getting into the liquid state. So, and another source suggests also that even when you eat fruit, the citrus fruit, the way citrus fruit is that you've got these little I don't know what they call it in English. What they call it? Cells. Yeah, where there's juice inside the cells. So really, when you're eating, you're actually drinking it. Yeah, that you're drinking, you're eating the juice. That's what you're doing. Yeah, as opposed to other fruit, where there's the ikka fruit. You're eating the fruit. Yeah, whereas by the citrus fruit, you're actually eating the juice. Therefore, many poskim do say that it is mutter. Citrus fruit is mutter, and especially lemons. Yeah, because lemons are not eaten. They're not eaten. They are there for the juice of it. And therefore, so again, by citrus fruit, most poskim take on that it is acceptable. We're going to discuss this in a little bit. Okay, fine.
As long as the
pulp
was there as well.
Yeah. You should make. Yeah. So therefore, yeah. Let's. You shouldn't use a. What's my son in it? A what? A strainer, right? You shouldn't do. Yeah. You shouldn't use a strainer. You should make sure that all the pulp comes with it.
Wine and oil will be downgrading
nothing. Yes, it sounds like. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The shaila is if that's something that's possible, maybe there's a spoiler to that. Yeah. Okay. 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 So again, that was all by Skita. Okay. Then there's a slightly different variant of it, which is risak, which is like when you. I don't know how you say it in English. What? Okay, blend. You mash it. I don't know. Okay. So the Gemara. This is source number seven. Okay. The Gemara's got a shaila by something called the trimmer. Trimmer is a. Okay, it's actually my focus training how to understand it. Okay. It is. I think it's from Fig. Dates. Fine. So it was Rashi learned it was ground very it was ground up Rashi's Dafka goes out his way to say not Marusak. Okay, others do say it's Marusak. Marusak means like it's pulverized, it's managed, basically. What?
Pulverized.
Okay. So Gemara's got a shaila. What's the bracha on there? Do you say Brepiyayit or do you say Shehakol? Yeah. And the Gemara brings a raya at the end of it. It says it's like the fourth line, the third line of that this Maramakum says, "Hay Tamar Shal Chuma Mutan Asos Men Chuma." You're allowed to make chuma, but after Asos Men Shecha, you can make this chuma, this pulverized stuff, but you can't make it into a drink. Okay. So from that's talking about truma. So by truma you are allowed to. Okay, and the Gemara carries on. Here chesed tamre v'abdin and truma. Mevarchen le brepia eis. My tamre b'mistai time can we kara. The reason why you still make the bracha brepia eis is because it's in its basically in its same state as before. Yeah, even though it was a solid, it was like the fruit, and you still got the fruit there. You didn't really change it. Okay, so the post can bring from here that. Especially the case we mentioned the truma, yeah, that you see that pulverizing is acceptable. There you're not just extracting the juice. The whole solid, the whole fruit is being converted into at least a paste, a type of a doughy substance. So that is acceptable. Fine. Okay, moving to source number 10. Okay, so there's a Mishnah here, it's in Trim, again in Trimas. We're going to just focus on one line of that. From this line, there's quite a few trolling that come out. Okay, it says, In the second line, it says hamustan muta. Okay. So the murstan is we're talking about trim again. We're talking about, the Bartanur says that we're talking about the subin agasin, okay, which is I don't know some kind of part of the wheat. Yeah, the soil is part of the wheat. Okay, so even though we're talking about truma, this part which you took out, that is mutter for a zar. So even though truma is normally asked to a zar, but this part is going to be mutter. Okay. Now the Mishnah carries on. The subin of new wheat. Rashi explains that. The Batanur explains that the chadashus they're still moist, and there's a lot of kemach which is mixed in it. So in the subin there's going to be kemach which is truma. So therefore it's going to be asa to azar. As opposed to the Mishnah carries on and says the shalishanos is mutter. The older ones are mutter. Why? Because they don't have the kemach mixed with it. Okay, and then the Mishnah carries on. But noig b'truma kederach shenoig b'chulin. You can be noig. You can treat this truma the way you would treat chulin. So if you look at the batonu on that, it goes down a little bit. Divrei masu b'noig b'truma. B'noig b'truma v'hitzat hasubin v'amursan kederach shenoig b'chulin. You can be noig in this with this truma by taking out the subin and the murusin, again this soilus stuff, the way that you would be noig b'chulin. And there's no problem of being ma'abe truma when you take out this thing which is not roi pa'achila. So let's just go back one stage. Inside your wheat, you've got there's different parts. Some is edible, some is not edible. When it's all together, then you can eat it. Yeah, you can eat the not so edible stuff. You can eat it. It's all part of the thing, and therefore it's got kedusha of truma. Says the Mishnah, the way the Bartanur explains, there's nothing wrong with taking out these solid spurs. You don't want these solid spurs inside. You want your wheat to be free from these not such good quality wheat. You're allowed to take them out. That's not a problem. Even though you're not going to be using these things now, that's not a problem. That's fine. And more than that, these things now they're not even truma anymore. They're not kadosh anymore. They've lost the status of truma. They're not edible anymore, and therefore they're not kadosh. Okay, and. Those are two principles that come out so far from this Mishnah. Again, you've got a mixture of stuff which is edible and stuff which is not so edible. The whole thing is kadosh. Because it's a normal thing to take out the non-edible stuff, yeah, you're allowed to do that, even though you're going to be downgrading it and you're going to be taking away the kedusha of it. Okay. So the same thing is that is also true by Smitha. So therefore, the reason is because it's a normal thing to do. That's how the Mishnah says. The phrase in the Mishnah was, what was it? Benoig b'chuma kedarshu noig b'chule. Okay, things which you, the normal way that you treat this thing, if it wasn't a chuma, yeah, the way you would bake with it, you'd cook with it, whatever you'd be doing with it, that you're also allowed to do it by chuma. The Baal Tanura said. One second. It just means kishim. Yeah. There's no problem with being ma'abed this because mashlek masha in a roel achila. No. It's just there's no problem with doing it. Yeah.
Because what?
Because no. Because it's annoying. Because that's a normal thing to do.
Because it's normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Because today it's normal to make bread.
You
eat this
thing. You don't make. It's separately. Okay. No. You're just saying. You're saying that it might still be that it's not kedushas the shemitah shvius. That could be right. Okay, we were just trying to bring the klalim. The two klalim that come out there are that again that even though the stuff which had kedushas, well, truma in this case, all kedushas shliyos, yeah, even though it was all mixed together, the fact that the normal is to separate it, yeah, that's how you it's the normal thing to bake like that. Therefore, that's acceptable. And even though and also it comes out of chiddush, it's going to lose its status of truma or shmita. Okay, what?
This is
you're right. But you're asking that this stuff is still roy for animals. So Elchami, there's a difference between chuma and shmita. Chuma you don't need roy for achilas behema. So as I know. Yeah, whereas shmita you do. So Elchami, by shmita you're right. By shmita, the fact that this in our particular case it would be roy for behema, so Elchami, it would still have kedushas shvius. Yeah, so okay, we're gonna get that. In this session today. Okay. So from these two klanim, we come out with a lot of very, very lemaista things with regards to shmita. Okay. So one more thing, the hemshech of that Mishnah, the hemshech of the Mishnah says, go back to the Mishnah, where was it? Source number 10. The hemshech of the Mishnah says, if a hamasalas kav or kabayim lesa, lo yaber lesashar, ele nilechem b'machum ha-mutza. Okay, a person's got quite a lot of chitim here, but he only wants the best part of it. Yeah, so he's sifts. Thank you. He sifts it, and he's just going to take the top notch of it. Okay, the rest is still very good. The rest is fine. You can still use it. You can still bake with it. Yeah. So even though he's downgrading a little bit, but it's still usable. So that's fine. He isn't allowed to do that. The fact that it's a normal thing to do, yeah, if there is a part of the population that does do that, that's also a normal thing to do, and therefore that's also acceptable by Shemitah. But the stuff that you're leaving over this time, because it is Roy for Achila, and for even by Chumah, but for Adam, this still has Kedusha, and therefore you can't just throw it away. It's not like the first part, the case of the Subin, where that wasn't Roy for Achila, and therefore that you could throw away. This stuff, the leftover stuff, you cannot just throw away. Yeah. Okay, so it comes out, lots of nafkaminas come out with these yisodas, which is things like, let's say you've got an apple of kedusha shvius, and a part of the apple is rotten, and you want to eat that. Okay, so now, even though it's part of a whole apple, because it would be a normal thing to cut off that bit of the apple, that's how you would eat during non-shmita years. So on shmita, you're also allowed to do that. That's fine. So now this piece of apple, so you have to see, in the shmita, if it's roi for achila, at least for behema, so then it still have kedusha shvius. Okay, we're going to get a bit more involved in a little bit. Just in theory, the fact that you've got a dog and you give it to your dog, yeah, that's a normal thing that you would do, so then it would still have kedusha shvius. But it's acceptable to do that. That's fine, because that's a normal way of eating this.
When you cut off a piece of an apple, you cut off
a little bit with it. Yeah, no. So that's a normal thing to do. Again, you're right. You can't take more than that. You've got to simplify it up by peeling it. There's certain fruits which are it's a normal to peel. Yeah. So on potatoes. Yeah. On Shemitah, you also have to peel it. But right. So you peel it in a normal way. That's a normal way to eat this. That's a normal way to use this. But you're right. You can't take. You only have to take a thick that you make this come out. If you use a knife instead of a peeler, let's say you always use a peeler. Yeah. People always use a peeler. So use a knife. You just to make it a thicker. That would be usher. That you'd be mussed. That those peelers. You can't. You're not going to eat that fruit. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hold on with that. We're going to discuss that. Okay. Yeah. So. Okay. So that's by the peels which are roy frach. Sorry. Where it's the normal to peel them. There's other fruit which is not the normal to peel them. Let's say tomatoes. Tomatoes. Yeah. People don't. As far as I know, people don't peel tomatoes. Yeah, so you can't peel. That's being massive peels shears. But what you could do though is if you peel it very thick, yeah, that you leave a lot of the fruit on it, yeah, then that would be acceptable. Why? Because then it's still edible now. It's still edible as a tomato. Yeah, so it's just like you're allowed to cut a tomato in half. Yeah, if you can also peel it in a way where there's a decent chunk on it, and that people will eat it as a tomato. Yeah.
Do we see apple bite, or is it like, in other words, for example, I can't eat apple peels. So
all right.
For me, I throw it out. But I guess.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I don't think. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. We got similar issues come up also by the pips and the pits of fruit. Okay. We're running out of time. So here it also depends on what you have. If there's bits left on earth, yeah, and then these things are royal akhila, then you can't throw it out. These things are still covered, yeah. If you're going to stack them, yeah, or at least they could be stacked, yeah. So then the Rambam says that depends. If you're the type of person who's makpid and you're going to keep it for that, so then the pit has kedusha shviyas. But if you are not makpid, yeah, and you're going to throw it out, then in a chama you can also throw it out, yeah. So
why is that totally?
Yeah, no. So that one is, yeah. So that one is, yeah. So yeah. So here we come up with a little bit of a grey area, yeah. There's certain things which are, let's say, it's definitely roy for achila, so then that has kedusha shviyas. Other things which are definitely not roy for achila, even for behema, they don't have kedusha shviyas. But you've got these things in the middle which are, let's say, they're not like the etzem fruit, yeah. But some people do suck them, so then it's totally on the one of the person. That's a normal thing. Yeah. Okay. So okay. Let's just see what else we need to cover. Yeah. Okay. So it's also number 20. Yeah. Number 19. Yeah, again, it's talking about truma. It says, "V'chein chavish al shemen shenishbacha." You got a chavish, a barrel of shemen which spilled. The Mishnah says, "Ein machaim nasolios yoishem matapeah." You don't have to like go on the ground and like get every little last drop. And noig ba kader shu noig b'chulin. You can treat it the way you treat chulin. So if it's normal, there's only a little bit left. If this thing wasn't covered, you just leave it there. Fine, that's what you can. That's what you're allowed to do now with truma and who are then by shmita. Yeah, but if it's something that you would be makpid about, then you would have to be careful. Okay, Rav Yashar says that the halacha over here though that we're not talking about a regular person. Listen, we're talking about a person who's chas al his money, who's very makpid with every little bit that he has. So an ani or someone who's very 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 careful. How would he do it? How would he treat it? Okay, and then the same who I did for your leftovers on a plate. Yeah, if you have a meal and you've got these pay shvias there and there's some leftover on the plate. So it depends. If a person who's very makpid to save his last drops, yeah, he doesn't have so much food available. How would he treat this? If he'd be happy to throw it away, then you also have to throw it away. If he wouldn't, then you have have to treat it with Kedusha Shvi. Yeah? Okay. The last thing then is that. Actually, sorry, second last thing, I think. We're in the source number 22. Yeah, there was something called, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, I think Hashavas, Nisha Nasan Tama Bekadera, Ebu Mishum Chum, Ebu Matama Tumas Ofen. Just some kind of vegetable that was used. What? Spice. Yeah, something that was used to spice a dish, yeah, and you cook with it, and once it could no longer provide a taste, and it couldn't give a taste anymore, then it's lost its Kedushas Truma in this case. Yeah, so that's another cow that also comes for Shemitah. If you're using, let's say, an onion, yeah, you've got an onion with Kedushas Truma, you're putting inside your challenge, wherever you're putting it, yeah. Once you've cooked with it and it's now no longer able to provide. I know it's probably a bad example because you can eat it. So, something which is not roy for achila afterwards. Yeah, people don't eat it. Yeah, then it's lost its kedusha shvi'is.
It has to be no longer roy, or just the fact that it's lost its taste. Isn't that enough?
What do you mean? If it's still roy for achila and people do eat it, then it's still going kedusha shvi'is inside that. Yeah, it has to be that it doesn't have the only function is as a spice. Yeah, people don't eat it. Then but I understood that shevis is not edible.
Okay.
I think he says. Yeah, that's a good example. Yeah. Yeah. The Rambam says the Rambam says it's ain't a roll up here. Okay, and just to finish off, what do we do with all these things which are covered with Kedusha Shvi'is and you're not planning on eating them? So we know we have these Shvi'ita bins, okay? So you put the stuff inside in a bin or somewhere, and so that it could just rot by itself. Okay, now, remember last week we learned there's a problem of the Mashtipayus Shvi'is. Yes, and let's say you've got something that's sitting there which is rotting, yeah, from a week before, and now you go and you put something else inside. So, especially if you touch it, if you're making this touch it, yeah, that's going to cause this thing to rot even more, yeah. So that's one problem. Remember, we said at least with the machlokes whether you can be goyim a hefsid to pay a shvi'is, but maybe more than that, the fact that it's touching this thing which is already rotting, disgusting. Most people probably won't eat this now. So in which case you're being mashti b'yadayim right now also. So therefore, either you have different shvi'ita bins or you put it in a plastic bag and you put it inside, yeah, to make sure that it's the other stuff which is already rotting doesn't affect the stuff that you want to put in the now. Okay, we have to get there, yeah. The space of this place that says you shouldn't do that. Yeah. So, yeah.